I want to ask you a question. How judgmental do you think you are? Well, regardless if you think you're judgmental or not, you are. All of us are designed to judge people within 7 seconds. Can you believe that? To talk to us more about this, we're joined by our People Performance and Effectiveness Authority, Malcolm Dawes. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Stephen. How are you?
Very well. We're a bloody judgmental bunch, aren't we?
We certainly are. We certainly are. And I mean, whoever the good Lord might be designed us that way. And we're designed to make judgments about people to protect ourselves, essentially.
Okay, so explain that to us. So you meet somebody. They say first impressions are often the worst, or at least first impressions are important. I don't think most people would have imagined how important if it only takes us seven seconds to make up our mind about someone.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of research over the years done, and some research done in the US several years ago said we make our minds up in 22 seconds, and then some more recent research said, you know, more quickly than that. And other research says we actually change our minds seven or eight times within a very short space of time as well. And whatever number it is, or whatever bit of research, the truth of the matter is that we're designed as human beings to protect ourselves. And so we make judgments. So, you know, let's say you're at work, for example, and a new colleague walks in and they're wearing a particular sort of shirt and tie or dress or whatever. Their hair's done a particular way. They speak with a particular accent. You will make up your mind within a few seconds what you think of them. So our brain works in a way that says, okay, that's what I think of this person. And we put them into a little category, whether they're friend or foe, idiot or, you know, bright spark or whatever it might be. And then over a period of time, we then work out whether or not our judgment has been correct. And it's a dangerous thing. It's a clever thing because it means that we can protect ourselves from danger, from problems. But it also means that we often get it wrong. And the problem is that we tend in this modern society to make a judgment and then stick with our judgment and therefore behave with that individual perhaps inappropriately based on our judgment. And our judgment comes from that primitive reaction, but also built on experiences that we've had.
So, Malcolm, how primitive is that reaction? Is it something we can change about ourselves?
Yes. When you say how primitive, it's as primitive as it gets. there's a bit inside our brain, that it's called the limbic system, but it basically is the bit of our brain which hasn't got the ability to give us language. It doesn't have the ability to rationalize. It is an immediate, you and your listeners have probably heard of the thing called fight or flight. So in any given situation, let's take the one I just gave where somebody new comes up to you, whether it's at work or in a social environment, you make a judgment. And that judgment happens because you want to, you know, make sure that you're safe. But we're able to change the response that we have because we're given the bigger bit of our brain, the gray bit of matter, the so-called neocortex, the new brain, which enables us to rationalize, enables us to ask questions. It gives us language. So, for example, if, you know, you meet this new person and you see they're wearing a pink shirt with a flowery tie and I don't know, purple trousers or pants, as you might say in Australia, me being a pom, you might go, that's a bit of a strange combination. This person must be a bit weird. And that's your sort of primitive, immediate gut response. However, we can interrupt that. We can stop that, use the bit of our brain which allows us to have language and rationalization and so on and say, actually, maybe they're just a bit quirky. Maybe they've just been in a hurry to get to work this morning and didn't pick out the right pair of pants to wear. But the answer to your question, Stephen, is we have the ability to stop that primitive judgmental response. It stems to something called emotional intelligence. You know, it's there so that we can. I'll give you another example. It's an example I often use when I work with people on this subject, and that is: imagine you're walking down the street and you see somebody on the other side of the street with a broken bottle in their hand, and they're sort of staggering from side to side with this broken bottle. Now, judgment will give you one or two choices. You will either say, "There's trouble. I'm going to stay on this side of the street. I'm going to actually walk faster and get away from this person," and that's your primitive brain saying, "That's time for me to flee. It's the fight or flight. I'm going to get out of here. Some people, however, might have a judgment which says, that person looks like they could be in trouble. Maybe I should cross the road and help them. And that's the sort of the new bit of our brain working and saying, okay, my immediate response is, do I run or do I stay and fight? Or do I run away and do I help this person? And that's what we're able to do. Unfortunately, we tend not to do that as much as we should, and we rely too much on our primitive brain, and we don't use the bits of our brain which help us to make more clear decisions, I guess is the way to put it.
It's funny you say that, because we had a chat earlier in the program where we talked about the difference between IQ, EQ, and the new concept of AQ, adaptability quotient. This plays into that. I mean, that EQ is going to, I guess, develop that first response, but you know, we might have that urge to fight or flight, which we can't change, but we do have the ability, I suppose, to adapt to that feeling and say, okay, just calm down, don't do it yet.
Yeah, and the EQ piece, the emotional quotient, which is something that fascinates me, that which is linked to emotional intelligence. Our IQ, once we get to a certain level of intelligence and our intelligence quotient, as it's known, doesn't really grow very much. The EQ, the emotional quotient, we can change, we can improve it. So whilst we get these primitive emotional urges, if you like, or responses, we do have the ability to stop and reframe our thinking. And that comes about through, it's actually a skill, it's actually the ability to be aware of your feelings and your response to a particular situation, which is where we use our judgment, and then to actually say, hang on a second, do I really need to respond in that way? Do I really need to run away from this? Or maybe that person with the broken bottle is in trouble. Maybe they've just been assaulted. Maybe they've picked up the broken bottle from the ground and run away themselves so they don't get attacked with it anymore. So it is a fascinating situation, and we see it all the time. We see it. I think you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about our friends down in Canberra.
Yes.
doing their thing, and I've just been watching our new Prime Minister, number 5 in 5 years, I think, and it's fascinating to watch how people react, especially when they're under stress. They're asked a question, they're put into a situation. And, the primitive brain kicks in. They think they've got to say something to defend their position or somebody else's position. But the reality is, if they were to stop and think and go, am I actually talking sense here? Am I actually doing the right thing? Am I actually saying the right thing? And the beauty of emotional intelligence and EQ and all of that stuff is to be able to, in the moment, it's difficult to change your response. But once you've been in a number of situations, and the older you get, the more your emotional intelligence grows. But you can learn that regardless of your age. That you're able then to stop and think, okay, in that situation, if it were to happen again, what would I do, which was to be more effective? And that's what we can do to change the way we respond to judgment. Because, in the workplace, I see it a lot with people I work with who... they might befriend somebody very quickly because their judgment is, hey, they seem okay, they seem great, let's all go to the bar for a drink. But they find out that the person they befriended doesn't put their hand in their pocket and buy a drink. So they realize afterwards that their judgment was wrong. Similarly, they might say, I'm not going to go with that person because they don't look very friendly at all. And they turn out to be the best person. And we've all done it. We all go, I made a mistake there. My initial response, my initial reaction was wrong. But that's another thing altogether, to actually then be accountable for your decisions and, the fact that we fall on our sword sometimes if we've made a mistake.
Malcolm, I always learn something when I speak to you and end up always taking a look at myself. Always great to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Good to speak to you again. Take
That's
care.
That's Malcolm Dawes, our people performance and effectiveness expert.